We're now going to turn back to Steve Call. He joins us from New York. He's president of the Public Policy Institute at the New America Foundation, and he's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who contributes to The New Yorker magazine. Steve, can you talk a little bit more about Afghanistan? Because essentially, at this point, the goals are to bring the country to a stable government and free the economy from drugs, the opium trade. How has America done on its promises to this country 10 years later?
Well, it's a mixed picture. We did overthrow the Taliban government, which was the first declaration of intent that the United States made after the 9/11 attacks. Then we promised to rebuild Afghanistan and to put it on a self-sustaining footing with better economy and security for its citizens. And while there are many Afghans who live in much more favorable circumstances today than they did under the Taliban, the country as a whole is not self-sustaining, and security is not enjoyed yet by all of its citizens. The objective of the United States in Afghanistan today is, I think, to boil it down, to try to withdraw from the country gradually without leaving behind a civil war or a sanctuary from which al-Qaeda or a group like al-Qaeda could again attack the United States or its allies. That's going to be a very difficult project. It will unfold over a period of 3 or 4 years, I think.
And originally, we went into Afghanistan because the country would not turn over Osama bin Laden and purge al-Qaeda. And given, I guess, the killing of Osama bin Laden this past spring, how has that affected the organization?
Well, al-Qaeda is failing politically in the big picture on the global stage and in the region. Its ideas are unpopular among the Muslim populations that it seeks to inspire. But it's a resilient organization in a military sense. There are still dozens, hundreds of volunteers in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, mostly in Pakistan, also in Yemen and other places, who are motivated to carry out violent attacks. I think the loss of bin Laden is very important, and that al-Qaeda as an organization is going to be challenged over the next few years to maintain its coherence. But the movement, the idea that there are young men in the Muslim world who feel inspired to carry out violence against the United States or its allies, that's, I'm afraid, going to persist for many years into the future.
At the same time, we should talk about that the civil uprisings and power vacuums that we've seen emerge in the Middle East. And we have just a minute and a half here now, and I want to talk about this more, but how should the U.S. refocus its foreign policy approach?
Well, I think the United States is in the process of trying to rebalance its engagement in the world and to align its resources with its goals. Expeditionary wars by land armies in Muslim countries are not sustainable by the United States. And so making a transition to a more balanced foreign policy that includes perhaps greater focus on Asia, where new economies and new challenges are rising, and also to try to create conditions for the young people in the Arab world who have risen up in their own way with their own goals to achieve the sort of constitutional democracies that those revolutions were carried out to achieve. These are not wars that the United States can win with boots on the ground, but they are obviously ideas and goals that the United States shares, and the success of the Arab Spring is certainly in the interest of the United States.
Steve Call is president of the New America Foundation and a contributor to The New Yorker magazine. He joined us from our studios in New York. Thank you.
My pleasure.